We'll do a review in Likutei Sichos in Chelek Chof Beis in volume 22, the first Sicha for the Parshas Bahar. In this Sicha, the Rebbe quotes a Zohar which seems to be going against all the Gemaras that we know, and it seems like the Zohar has a different pshat in the Pasuk than Chazal, which isn't really logical. So the Rebbe explains it, and the Rebbe gives a whole new perspective on some mitzvahs of the Torah, which are sometimes fully completed, and sometimes, even though the Torah says you can do it that way, but that's not in the wholesome way, not in Shlemus, such as even in Sviras HaOmer, as the Rebbe brings down. While we're Mekayim, the mitzvah of Tumimus, having 49 days every year, but when it comes out, Memocharis HaShabbos, if the counting starts on Sunday, then we have even a greater Shlemus. So the Rebbe is going to explain, we're talking about Shemitah over here, and it says that the slave, the Jewish slave, goes out on Shemitah, so we always know that the seventh year isn't talking about the Shemitah year, but rather 7 years after he started to work. The Zohar seems to say that it's seven on the seventh year. How do we reconcile that? And the Rebbe sort of says that if it is also the seventh year, it's also the Shemitah year, then it's in the whole, in the most complete way, and that's what the Zohar is talking about. Let's go step by step. Aleph. Oifun posik v'shofsa ha'ores Shabbos lahavaya. So it's talking about Shemitah. So the posik says the land shall rest a resting for Hashem. And that means, as Bishon HaShviz Darv Di Erd Ruen, that on the seventh year the land must rest. Unmen Tor Niton Kemelechas Hasod VeHakerem Chulu, that we cannot do, we're not allowed to do any work in the field and the orchard chulu. And here comes the Zohar and ties it in to the freedom of the Eved. Bring the Zohar dem posik. So the Broya, the Zohar brings the verse, Ki sikna eved ivri, when you purchase a slave, a Hebrew, a Jewish slave, eved ivri, sheishonim yavid, so he should work for 6 years. And the posik says, on the seventh year, ubashviz yeitze lachofshi chinom, and on the seventh day he goes out free. So the Zohar ties it together, these two, the Shaviz that we said that you have to be Bashona HaShaviz, the earth should rest, also with the fact that you free this slave on Sheishonim Yavid and it goes out on the Shaviz. Unzokt, the Zohar says, the Chol Bar Yisrael Isle Naicha B'Shemitah, all Jewish person get to rest on Shemitah. On that resting of the land, the slaves need to also rest. Bashviz yetzel lachov shichinam is they rest to go out from slavery. In dem ruin von der Erde von euch die Knecht ruin, on the resting of the land, the slaves should also rest. Ubegin kach says, and because of this, says the Zohar, ubashviz cholu, on the seventh day, you go out free. Seems like these seventh are the same seventh day, the seventh year, and the seventh Shemitah year are the same time. So bepashtus zet ois, simply it appears, as the Zohar learned them pshat, in that the Zohar translate the meaning, the pshat of the words in the posik, when it talks about the Eved Ivri. So the Pasuk says, Uvashviz Yeitze Lachov Shichinom, on the seventh day he goes out free. Ados meant that what it means is Nitam Zibetun Yor from when that is Givorn an Eved. It doesn't mean the seventh year from when he became a slave, 7 years after selling himself or being sold, nor Shnasa Shemitah. But this is the actual year of Shemitah. That is the Vashviz, it connects it. Is bavuz de temiya, so there's a no one surprise on this Zohar, as is halacha revachas bekamu mekoymes bechazal. It's a very wide, open halacha in many places in our sages of blessed memory, as an eved geta reis lachofshi, that a slave goes out free, nit bishas hashmita, not during the year of shmita, nor bishviis lemechira, the seventh day to being sold. So how does the Zohar say, to vizok the Zohar, how does the Zohar say, bahu naicha da ara, itzircha avdi naicha, when the land at that time, which is the seventh year, the Shemitah year, when the earth rests, the slaves leave naicha and they go free, that's not when they go free. Freeze, the slaves don't go free on Shemitah year. They go free 7 years after they were became slaves. Well, maybe the Zohar disagrees on the Chazal. It's not logical to say, as the Zohar is mechuluk medialle maimorei Chazal benigla de Torah, that this Zohar is in disagreement with all the saying of our sages of blessed memory in the revealed part of Torah, and it holds that take as shvis yetzal lachovshi, that a eved ivri would go out free when it comes the year of Shemitah. So that's not really mistaber, it's not logical, and therefore we have to understand. So what is the Zohar talking about? The Rebbe will explain that actually the fact that it's the seventh year, and when it is the seventh year, then it's a double meaning in the pasuk, even though take bashvis means 6 years after he started work, and seventh year he goes free after he started work. But if that happens to come out, as the Rebbe will have to the whole Arichas said, if it happens to come out on the Shnas HaShemitah, that's even more, and that is also reference in the same pasuk, as we'll see. Base. So, first the Rebbe wants to establish that in the Torah, even in the Torah, there is two ways of doing a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah which needs to, all the mitzvahs needs to be done precisely, but a lot of the mitzvahs, even main parts of the mitzvah, could b'di'evet, if you didn't do it, it'll also be okay. As the Rebbe will bring down, base. That Mendoz Farshtein Behagdib, and basically this will tell us, yes, you can go out b'shona shvi'is or not go out. That's also a possibility. But when he does go out on Shemitah year, that's sort of the main, that's the strong case, as the Rebbe will explain. So base. That Mendoz Farshtein Behagdib, we'll understand this by introducing what's megefin b'negeyet to mitzvahs. We find to, as it relates to mitzvahs, as is farana kim hamitzvahin an oifam fun lechatchila. There is a observance of a mitzvah in the beginning, the best way to do it. How is it really done? Uns is farana kim hamitzvah, but then on the other hand, there is observing a mitzvah, fulfilling a mitzvah, blois in an oifam fun b'di'evet, only in a case, after the fact, if you did it, you fulfilled the mitzvah. And this is not just by a mitzvah d'rabbanan, this is even by mitzvah ma'atoyro, kemavur ba'achroinim. As explained in the achroinim, as other chiluk fun l'chatchilum b'di'evet, that this distinction from the beginning and b'di'evet is farah nafilu b'inyoni d'raisa. This applies even to matters of the Torah, even Torah matters, unnochmer. Not only to details of a Torah matters, important parts of Torah matters, sometimes you can do them, a big part of that mitzvah, something you can do with lechatchila, and sometimes only b'di'evet. Nit no megetz hazal chaprot from the mitzvah v'zayinim b'lois at night, so they are only a side hint, a side condition. So you can say, okay, it's something which is a side, it's not the main mitzvah, and therefore b'di'evet, it's good if you don't meet that condition. V'zdamut kemen farshtein, then you can understand, as afilav and as felt odder t'nai, that even when this condition is lacking, when the mitzvah, you still fulfill the mitzvah, okay, at least after the fact. But it's more than that. Not a zayin and faran falun, there are cases, was the prat is in guf inyan hamitzvah, which the detail is in the actual idea of the mitzvah, and yet it's not going to be a condition even though it's in the mitzvah itself, it's not going to hold back the mitzvah. If you have it, good. L'chatchila. If not, it's okay. Umizmekayim the mitzvah b'di'evet oich on the prat, and you are fulfilling the mitzvah after the fact if you don't have that detail. Umvimembring the rivkama v'kama dugmois. There's many, many examples for this difference between l'chatchila and b'di'evet, even in a Tanai, even in something in the goof of that mitzvah itself. But Vabua Dukula, the father of all these examples, would be the halacha, the klal, by Nyoni Kochim. That's by matters of Kochim. By Kochim, we say that Shona Akosov Olav La'akiv, when the Torah repeats the mitzvah, the instruction with regards to Kochim, that means that it'll hold back, even with the evidence, you're not going to be Yoitza. But if the Torah did not say it a second time, there was no repetition, then that's only lechatchila, but it's okay. So you see very clearly from this rule by Kochim that the Torah can allow you to do the mitzvah b'di'evet without, if the Torah only mentioned it once, you can just do the mitzvah without that additional condition that the Torah didn't mention the second time. So you see clearly that there is mitzvahs that can be done lechatchila, and they need to, that's the way the Torah writes it, but the Torah didn't repeat it to say that if that aspect of the mitzvah is missing, it's still okay, because it wasn't the Shona Kosovo of La'akiv. We don't find the Torah repeating it to be Ma'akiv. So you see the difference between L'chatchila B'di'evet even in the Torah. And the Rebbe says, this also will give us an understanding in the Sfira, in which we find basically that you have to count Sfira all 49 days. You need Tmimis, and yet we find in the Medrash that when you're counting Memochras HaShabbos, if Pesach happens to be on Shabbos, and you start counting on Sunday, that's considered an additional Tmimis. It's a Siman, even though every year, whenever Pesach falls out, when you start counting after Pesach, you still have Tmimis. But the real Tmimis you have when you start counting on a Sunday, Gimel. According to this rule, will also be answered. Many in areas, ideas which are surprising, but now this lends explanation to those issues. Was a few of them were going to be brought down here and be explained. To give an example from a matter that is during these days, which is the Sfira Soimer. By Sfira Soimer, Zog the Pasuk says by Sfira Soimer, Usfartem lochem im mocharas ha-Shabbos, that you should count from the day after Shabbos. What does Shabbos mean over here? We would learn the Shabbos Bereishis, that it's talking about the regular Shabbos. You start counting from Sunday, Mimocharas HaShabbos, from the day after Shabbos. That would be the first approach in the Pasuk. Vos main bepashtus Yoim HaShabbos. Not talking about the day after Pesach, which is called Shabbos, but in Pashtus it goes Yoim HaShabbos, the Shabbos day, the seventh day of the week. So the day after the seventh day of the week, starting on Sunday, Usfartem Lochem Mimochar Shabbos. That's when you count Svira. Umvidit tzedukim, or by susim zogim, the tzedekites and the by susim, they say, as atzeres achar hashabbos, that a yom tov, that after Shabbos, as what is atzeres is achar hashabbos, that means shavuos is always on a Sunday, because Sunday is 49 days, you need 7 weeks. So therefore, Shavuos, which is 7 weeks after you start counting, it'll be after Shabbos, it'll be on Sunday, because you always start counting on Sunday. As menhepton tzelun svira, fundem mocharas yema Shabbos, that you start counting this svira from the day that goes after Shabbos, from Sunday. So you'll count 7 weeks, and you start with Sunday, and you finish the 49 days by Shabbos, and Shavuos will be Sunday after Shabbos when the 49 days are over. That would be the simple reading of the verse. Aber Torah shebal peh is mefarish. But how does the oral Torah explain? As mimocharas haShabbos doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, but main mimocharas Yom Tov. It's talking about the day after Shabbos, the resting day of Yom Tov. Yom Tov, which is Pesach. That Pesach is on the 15th, and Mimochras HaShabbos means the day after the 15th, on the 16th of the month of Nisan. Umvichazal brengen derev kama v'kama rayas v'limudim, as our sages bring to prove this, many, many evidence, and the way we learn it out from the Pesukim. So, why would the Torah then write Mimochras HaShabbos to give us room for a mistake that it means after Shabbos Bereishis, after the seventh day of the week? Why doesn't the Torah say Mimochras Yom Tov so we know what we're talking about? And the Rebbe was going to say that means that actually there is something to Mimochras HaShabbos, actually, as the Rebbe will bring from the Medrash. Is lechayre to mua, so this seems surprising. The Baal Torah vil mizol on heben tzeilun sfiras. Since the Torah wants us to start counting the Sfira from the day of after Pesach, so why would Torah say the day after Shabbos, which gives room to make a mistake? It doesn't say clearly from the day after Pesach or similar. But apia now, but based on the above, that there's two ways of being mekayim a mitzvah, lechatchila and b'diavad, we can say that take mekayim the mitzvah mimochras haShabbos after Pesach. But the full mitzvah is mimochras haShabbos when it's actually after the seventh day of the week, when it's after Shabbos. Apia now kem das mazvizayim, ubehegdim. But first we have to say, before we were talking about we observe the mitzvah, but then here we're talking the mitzvah lechatchila is being presented in two possibilities. K'shem v'esis farah machilik fun lechatchila umbidiyevet. Just as there is a difference how this mitzvah should be done to begin with. And after the fact, as it relates to the person, mitzadem kiyum ha'odom, because of how the person fulfills it, as ven erfar felt suton aprat she'enei ma'akif, that when the person misses out and he doesn't do one of the details, which does not hold back of the performance of the mitzvah, is a mekayim the mitzvah b'di'evad, he fulfills the mitzvah after the fact. Al derech ze is do amol lachilik mitzadir mitzvah atzma. So sometimes there is a difference, the mitzvah, the way it was given. There is a difference in the mitzvah that sometimes you can do it in the most complete way, and sometimes you can do it in a lesser degree. As in givisa matzovim is the mitzvah mitmer shlemus, that in certain conditions the mitzvah has more wholesomeness. Uns is do a mitzvah. And there is a mitzvah, was the mitzvah is milechatchila is gestalt. There's some mitzvah that the way the mitzvah to begin with has been set up in an oifen, in such a way as in dem matzev tutman the mitzvah nid bishleimus, that in this condition, under these circumstances, taka the mitzvah is not done fully. The Torah doesn't expect you to do it fully in all cases. As fell under by any kiprotim, some details will be missing. And as the Rebbe will bring out with the Shlemus from Pesach, later on, after giving an example over here from Korbonis and the Kochim of Yom Tov, how there are sometimes certain things missing, important parts missing, and yet you fulfill the entire mitzvah. Sometimes on the Shlemus of Svira, as the Rebbe will turn around and bring out, but the Rebbe further that you're mekayim it, even when it's not Mochras HaShabbos, but completely is when it is Mochras HaShabbos. That's the wholesome way. But when Mochras HaPesach comes out on a different day, so you don't have the Shlemus in that condition. But the Rebbe brings the thing of Yom Tov. By Yom Tov, there are certain things that are make the korbanos of Yom Tov, and what happens when we can't do the korbanos of Yom Tov? Yom Tov is still there. So even though korbanos are part of the makeup of Yom Tov, it doesn't mean that when there is no korbanos, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no korbanos, but nevertheless the mitzvah of Yom Tov is fully fulfilled, because in those conditions the Torah says you fulfill the mitzvah without the korbanos. From the very simple examples for this, bizman shebeis hamikdash hoyokayim, in the time when the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, is Yom Tov farbundun mit hakrovas korbanos. Yom Tov is associated with the offering of the korbanos. What happens in Yom Tov? That you bring the korbanos, as we say in the davening, that the korbanos are the way that this regular day, a weekday, becomes a Yom Tov day, because we bring all the korbanos. Korbanos Yom Tov shel tzibur. So first you have the community korbanos that are brought, the korban mesafim, and then you have unshel yachid. Also individuals are supposed to bring. You have the oilis ri'iyah v'shalmei chagiga. You have the oila korban, that is when you bring lo yiro ponai rekom, there has to be the oilis ri'iyah, and also the shalomim, that the person used for celebrates in the Simcha al-Bebosov, the Shalmei Chagiga, that the person ate during the festival. The Shalmei does the Shalmei of the Chagiga. So we have all these korbanos, which is the way we celebrate the Yom Tov. What happens to Mishachar Beis HaMikdash? Once the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed, Hotmen dem Yom Tov min HaTorah. We still have Yom Tov, the Torah. We still have Yom Tov. Aber on the korbanos, but we don't have the korbanos. We can even have in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in order to have to go up the regular to bring the korbanos, the personal korbanos, you needed to have a property. If you don't have property, you're potter from aliyah leregel. But a person shouldn't want your land while you're the pasuk talks about. So that means you need land, but he doesn't have land, he's potter from aliyah leregel. So he's having a Yom Tov even the time of the Beis HaMikdash without bringing his korbanos. Similarly, during the time that the Beis HaMikdash was in existence, is Misha Ein Loi Karka, one who has no property, Potter from Aliyah LeRegel, he's exempt from going up for the Yom Tov. Umbemela Oich from the korbanos Yachid Anal, and the personal korbanos, the individual korbanos, the Shalmei, the Eilei Sidiyah, Shalmei Chagiga, he doesn't bring it. But he still has the Yom Tov Min HaTorah. Okay, we also have the communal korbanos then, but still, he doesn't have his celebration of his korbanos, and yet there's Yom Tov. Okay, move on, and understood. So these korbanos are not just a side part of the Yom Tov. So in the korbanos HaYom Tov, these korbanos HaYom Tov, Valderech Zeh Der Inyan Funadi LeRegel, similar just to going up to Yom Tov. These are mitzvahs, nit azayti ker inyan in Yom Tov. It's not just a side aspect of the Yom Tov. And these seidim is them. And the Rebbe says even more than that. Not only are the korbanos just like another thing attached to the Yom Tov, it goes the other way around. The reason there is a Yom Tov is because of the korbanos. The seidim is a yesh loymar. The korbanos are nit amesuvah fun Yom Tov. It's not that they are a result. They don't bring the Yom Tov because you're still going to have Yom Tov without the korbanos. But till they're a major part, or even if you don't have a major part, but it's an addition. In shleimus b'inyan Yom Tov gufa, it adds to the wholesomeness in the Yom Tov itself. So what happens when we don't have it? You still have Yom Tov. Afo pikein. When the condition is such that according to the Torah we can't bring the korbanos, is the Yom Tov, the kedushas Yom Tov, you have Yom Tov, you have the sanctity of Yom Tov, chulu min haTorah, from the Torah. So the Torah tells you have to bring in these conditions. You have Yom Tov without korbanos. So then the Rebbe says that this is condition depending on where the situation of the world is, where the person is, there a Beis HaMikdash, not a Beis HaMikdash. But even when you have everything in place, sometimes the Torah says everything is done fully, and sometimes it's done partially, like Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed. It's all part of Yom Tov, and yet Chol HaMoed is not to that extent. Noch mehr gefindman. Find even more. Azayne faran mitzvahs azayne milchat chile gegeben geworden in an eifel der mitzvahs. To begin with, they were given in such a way as es is faran in der mitzvah zwei zmanim. The mitzvah has two times. In ein zman is it faran bishlemusa. During one time, it is all the whole entire mitzvah at that time. B'chol ha-pratim, with all details. When in atzweiten zman, and at another time, like it doesn't have that wholesomeness. Well, the dogma, let's take for example, Yom Tov v'chol ha-moed shalo. Yom Tov and its chol ha-moed. Chol ha-moed, it's chol of the moed, it's part of the moed. Is that tail from Yom Tov? It is b'chlal, chol ha-moed is included for moedim l'simcha. His part, festivals that are giving a rejoicing, includes the days of the intermediate days of chol ha-moed. And that's why you're chayiv in joy. The Torah requires you to have simcha on Chol HaMoed. Afal pikein, and yet, kum tesnit to the yimei hayom tov atzma. It still does not reach the level of Yom Tov itself. What's damult is as a Yom Tov tog midar ganzer shleimus b'chol ha-protim. Then it's a Yom Tov day with all the wholesome or all the details. So, Torah makes certain times when we do the mitzvah in this fullest capacity and sometimes not. And the Rebbe is going to bring this out now with regards to Sefira. Al derech zeh, v'zayim farstandik b'negeya zu mitzvah Sefira, will understand it as it relates to the mitzvah Sefira. Rebbe asked, why do we say mimochras ha-Shabbos when it's really mimochras Pesach? And the answer is no, Mimochras HaShabbos is takya, real Shabbos is when the mitzvah is b'shleimus. Al derech zeh v'zayim farstandik b'negei zu mitzvah Sefira, will understand it as it relates to the mitzvah Sefira. Dos vos Torah zogt usvartem lochem Mimochras HaShabbos. This that Torah says that you shall count from the day after Shabbos. Afal piyaz de mitzvah von Sefira is to tell Mimochras HaYomtov, although the mitzvah sefira is not to count after Shabbos like the Baisusim, the Tzedukim, but like Torah Shabbat Pesach, Mimochras HaYomtev, we count from the day after Pesach. Is as vile in Akvias when Yomtev, why does the Torah say Mimochras HaShabbos? The reason is, because if it's a setup, when Yomtev falto is b'yom HaShabbos, if Pesach comes on Yom HaShabbos, u'men haib ton tzeilun sefira, and then you would start to count sefira. You would start counting it from the day after Shabbos, from Sunday. Is the Sloit Maimer Chazal, according to the saying of our sages, Agresere Shleimus in Inyan HaSvira. It's a greater wholesomeness in the idea of Svira. The Torah says count it, Mimochras HaShabbos, because while it means after Yontev, but when it is also Mimochras HaShabbos, it's a greater Shleimus, as the Rebbe will explain. Thus haste. Which means, as the mitzvah von Sefira is milchatchila gegeben geworden in zwei Fanim. That means that the mitzvah of Sefira to begin with was given on two ways. The etzem mitzvah von Sefira was his miyakiv b'diyavad. You have the essence, the mitzvah of Sefira. The mitzvah of Sefira holds back even b'diyavad. In other words, if you don't count, you have to count. If you didn't count, that's the mitzvah. Even after the fact, if you didn't count, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. But how the shleimus of the mitzvah, that depends on the year. Umuzayin in yeder sefira. That must be, every sefira has to have counting. In vos farakvises on nor zayin, any setup of the schedule, the calendar, what it should be, is to tzeilum imochras hayomtev. You always have to start counting from the day after Pesach. Un es is faran akvius, but then there is a setup. Kishachal Pesach b'yoyim haShabbos, when Pesach comes on Shabbos, when the mitzvah for Sefira is mit mor shleimus, that the mitzvah of counting is with more completeness. Un vos es steht in Teneshe b'ksav, Mimochras HaShabbos. Why does it say that it states in the Torah Mochras HaShabbos? Well, this is the mitzvah b'chol shleimus. So that's the mitzvah in its entire wholesomeness. When we count from the day after Shabbos, we start counting on Sunday, then we're doing the complete mitzvah. Always we have to start after Pesach, after Yom Tov. But when it is also after Shabbos, because Pesach is on Shabbos, that's why the Torah says, "Usfar Mochas on Shabbos," that has the ultimate wholesomeness. What is the proof and the explanation? Hey, the Raya Behazbore Bezeh, the proof and explanation of this, Vetman Farshtein von Medrash Temuoi from Posuk, will understand it from a surprising Medrash on the verse. It says, "Usfartem Lochem in Mochras on Shabbos." That's the language of the Medrash. The Medrash uses the schedule when Shabbos, Pesach is Shabbos, so it turns out that the turn of Yeshua and Shechaniah will not come out in the middle of the 49 days. They're not going to be serving in the base. Yeshua and Shechaniah were the mishmoris. They were the guards that from the Kohanim that served during the various divisions as they divided up. But when Shabbos comes out on Pesach, then Yeshua and Shechaniah are not going to serve. So the Medrash says is this. The Pasuk says that they need to be 7 complete weeks. A mosai hein tamimis. When are they complete? Bizman she'ein Yeshua u'shchanya b'neim. When there is no Yeshua and Shchanya in between them, that is when you have 7 complete weeks. Yeshua and Shechaniah don't serve this, then you have, that means that it comes on, Pesach is on Shabbos, and there is no Yeshua and Shechaniah in the 7 weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. Beforshim zayne mevayr, beforshim explain, ados mein bizman shesoyfri memochras ha-Shabbos kipshutei. What it means is that when we count after Shabbos, there is no Yeshua Shechaniah there, fun zuntekon, then is timimis. So Medrash seems to say that the only time when it's tmimis, surprise, is when it comes out Mochras HaShabbos. Otherwise, it's not. That's not the Mesoira. That's not Teresh Baal Peh. That's the Baisusim. On the Medrash, Gita Simen, if them kvias, when Pesach Falto is Shabbos, and as the Medrash gives a sign, when the setup of Pesach comes on Shabbos, so that the Mochras HaShabbos will be from the day after Shabbos, literally, and after Pesach, as the Mishmores Yeshua Shchanya Hobnit Giton Ken Avede Bemikdash Ben Pesach Latzeres. That is when the guards from the 24 guards that they divided up the Kohuna, they didn't do any work in between Pesach and Shavuos. As men heaped on Tzeilun Svira B'motzei Shabbos. When you start counting the Svira on the Shabbos, when Shabbos goes out, a Motzei Shabbos, Mochras HaShabbos Kipshutei, Oz Hein HaShabbosis Temimes, then the weeks are complete, Kisheshis Yimei Breishis, like the 6 days of creation, started with Sunday, you go through the whole week. The Im Yovei Yeshua, but if you do have it, which means that Shabbos, you don't start counting a Pesach is not on Shabbos. Yovei Yeshua lo yu tmimis, then it's not going to be tmimis. The very shocking statement of the Medrash here that you're not going to have Sheva Shavua tmimis unless it comes out a Motzi Shabbos, unless you start counting on Sunday. Istamua, that's surprising. Der chiyuv inyan fun tmimis, this idea, the obligation, and the idea that it needs to be whole, is b'chol shana v'shana, is in every year of Svira Soimer. By yeder kviyas, by every set, we need to have it whole. What is the din? Was the far? Ben shokach lispoir, if a person forgets to count one day Svira Shuvein mevorach, he can't make a bracha the next day. Why? Because it's not the whole, so you need tmimis every year. Svira Soimer, Svira Soimer is mi ba'erev. and we always start counting B'er because we want to have it complete. That's a law, and every year. Pavozok der Medrash. Why does the Medrash say that inyan fun tumimeis is davke when Pesach is chal b'Shabbos? That when do you have the whole Sheva Shavuos tumimeis if it comes out like the Sheishis Yemei Bereishis when Pesach comes out on Shabbos? Nochmer, more than that, that's l'chayre saying, like the Baisusim, l'chayre gidos an or to the shita from the Baisusim chas v'shalom. This gives room to the view, God forbid, to the Baisusim. Asfiris hoibtzich on shtendik for machros yom haShabbos. They say it always starts machros yom haShabbos. And here you're saying, okay, they're going to be tmimis then. Otherwise, they're not going to be tmimis. How could the Medrash say something? This leaves room for them. They're saying it means all the time you have to count in machros yom haShabbos. Is there beer in them? So is the explanation, like we said, bizman as mahot shabosis tmimis. When you have 7 weeks, or you have weeks that are whole weeks, like the 6 days of creation, you have each week consisting of 6 days and Shabbos seven times, is the Tmimus Bishlemus. Then it's the wholesome level of Tmimus. Nor od the Shlemus is nit makim b'di'evet, but that wholesomeness does not hold back after the fact you're Yoytzeh. The Torah doesn't require that. Tmimus li'ikuv is memtas yom. What part we have to have tmimus that needs to be 49 days. Aber shleimus in inyan ha'tmimus, but wholesomeness in tmimus is when si tmimus kisheishis yimei breishis. That one will be at the wholesome level of tmimus is when it's also Tmimus l'sheish mebreishis. Of course, every year 49 days it's tmimus. If you miss the bracha, you have to start counting for the evening. You need to be tmimus. But when is the shleimus in tmimus? That like when it's sheish mebreishis, the Pesach is chal b'Shabbos. And the Rebbe gives now another example with regards to these two aspects. There's sometimes the mitzvah, and then there's the wholesomeness of the mitzvah. The Rebbe brings out in Nois Vav about the fact that Torah, there's no mention of, by the Karbonis Chet, by Shavuos, by Atzeres, because it was a time of Matan Torah, so the Eibishter forgave them. That seems to imply that Yom Tov of Atzeres is connected to Shavuos, because we're saying that because of Shavuos, that's what the Korbanis of Shavuos, the special sacrifices, as the Pasuk talks about, is no chet over there because of Matan Torah. And yet, Lepoel Mamesh, we know that Shavuos is not necessarily on the time of Matan Torah. Shavuos is always the 50th day, and Matan Torah was on the 6th or the 7th or 7th, but Pamim Beheyas, the Rebbe will bring down. So, how could we not have the Korbanos Chet because it's Matan Torah? It's not always Matan Torah. The Rebbe explains that, yes, there is the wholesomeness when it comes out, actually, in the day of Shavuos. There's no Chet, even though it still works. There's no mention of Chet, even if Shavuos is not on the day of Matan Torah. Let's look inside. But Ve'im keinim hadvarim. If these words are accurate, as Torah reta molveg na mitzvah viziz bishlemusa bechol aprotim, that Torah talks about a mitzvah as it is complete with all the details, as we have here, sheva shabbosis tmimis, when there is a mochras haShabbos, literally after Shabbos, afal pi as nit alazayne me'akeh b'di'eved, although that these details do not hold back the mitzvah. But you have it, you know, it's complete tmimis, even when it's not Machos HaShabbos, as we explained before. This also gives explanation and something surprising with regards to the end of the counting of the Omer, which is Chag HaShavuos. Explain something about Chag HaShavuos. Wegen der Tvius von Chag HaShavuos, Zogn Chazal, about when does Shavuos come out in the month of the Sivan doesn't always come up. Sivan Shavuos is not dependent upon any day of the month. Shavuos depends on counting 49 days, and the 50th day is Shavuos after Pesach. Count 49 days, the 50th day is Shavuos. And therefore, but since it's only dependent on the 49th day, so really it depends, the day of the month, depends if the month of Nisan and Iyar are both Mole. We're talking about before set it up with the calendar. So when they're both Mole, they both have 30 days, so then the 50th day will be on the 5th of Sivan, because you have 2 days, the 50th day from the counting, the Shavuos will be on the 5th of Sivan. If both of the months will be Chasedim, they'll both be 29 days month, so then it'll be the 7th. If one is Moli, one is Chosid, then it's 6th. So the Gemara, the Chazal, Chag HaShavuos, Zog Chazal, Pa'amim Chamisho, sometimes it's on the 5th of the month, Pa'amim Shisho, sometimes on the 6th, Pa'amim Shiva, sometimes it's on the 7th of the month. So Shavuos can be either of the days. Matan Torah, we go by the month and the year when Matan Torah took place. When did Matan Torah took place? This haste. As Chag HaShavuos, Muznit Alam Olzaim, it doesn't always have to be when it's Manshe Mekatzim Al Pi Ariyah. Today it's always Vav Sivan. But when the Mekatzim Al Ariyah and they changed around the months, 29 days or 30 days, doesn't always have to be B'yoy Matan Torah Seinu, which is the day of Matan Torah. When is Matan Torah? That itself is in the Gemara Machlek, is the Rabban Rab Yosef, was is B'shisha, or the B'shiva B'sivan. It's either on the 6th day of Sivan, or on the 7th day of Sivan. We do it on the 6th day of Sivan. But the bottom line is, Shavuos does not always align with Matan Torah. Shavuos is the 50th day after the counting begins, and Matan Torah goes by the day of the month, and therefore they won't align. Shavuos will not always be on the day of Matan Torah. Is you do it to me a mazeh? So it's known, the surprise about this. Men gefind as Chazal verbinden dem Tag von Shavuos mit dem Tag von Matan Torah. We find that our sages of blessed memories, they tie the day of Shavuos with the day of Matan Torah. V'erzogt in Yerushalmi. He says in Yerushalmi, as the time was by the Karbonis von Atzeres, that the reason why is by the Karbonis from Shavuos. State it in Pasuk der Loshon Chet. It does not say the language of sin. As Evi by Karbonis von the other Yom Tovim, by the Karbonis of the other Yom Tovim, which the Torah mentions Chet, it's for the sin. The Karbonis is Mekivon, quoting the Yerushalmi. Since you have accepted upon yourself the yoke of Torah, I'm going to consider it as if you have never sinned, so there's no chet. Dos haste. That means, that has to do with the Karbonis of Shavuos, of Atzeres. Dos haste, Atzeres is verbunden mit dem Tag von Kabbalas HaTorah. That why is there no chet mentioned? Because of Kabbalas HaTorah. But it seems like Shavuos has nothing to do with Atzeres, has nothing to do with Kabbalas HaTorah. It's not even on the same day when Mikachin Apiyariya is the Bir Bazeh, based on what we explained. Der Teuchen von Mitzvah Sviras Oimer is, what is Sviras Oimer? What is the content, the idea behind Sviras Oimer? Da Achone zu Kabbalas HaTorah. That is the preparation to receiving the Torah. Kimavur in Rishonim b'shem HaMedrash, as explained in the Rishonim, in the name of the Medrash, as mitzah der groyser der vartung und teshuka, because of the great expectation and the yearning fun Eden zu Kabbalas HaTorah, from the Eden to getting the Torah. So as they were going out of Egypt, they were counting. How many days are we closer to Matan Torah. The Memtes Yom from Sfira, these 49 days of the counting, Zainen the Hachone to Matan Torah, they're the preparation of Matan Torah, which is Yom HaChamishim, which is the 50th day. That's the idea of Sfira Seimer. Ubeloshon HaChasidus, and the Hasidic terminology, Durch der Sevira for Memtes Yom, by counting 49 days, Kneged the Memtes Shari Bina, that correspond to the 49 gates of Bina, of understanding, the Grechtman Sum Yom HaChamishim, that's how you reach to the 50th day, which is the Shar Hanun, the 50th gate. But Dosi Derinyev Matnoir, that is what is the idea of Matnoir. So it turns out, as afal pi as den inyan hasvira is nikve gavona. So it turns out that even though that the idea of counting has been set up in an eifen in such a way, as der yoim hachamishim musnit ois falun in dem tog fun kabbalas ha-toira, it doesn't really have to come on the day that the Torah was received. If that's the anticipation to get to the 50th of the Torah, it's been set up in such a way that it's not always going to be on that day that we receive the Torah, even though this is preparing for the Torah. Not only is not the same day, it can be before Kabbalah HaTorah, you're already celebrating it, and you're not saying a chet over there because you're celebrating Shavuos to prepare for Matan Torah, and it's not yet Matan Torah, doesn't come to the next day. Or 2 days later. Von deswegen, wenn Atzeres Yoim HaChamishim falt je ois in dem Tag von Kabbalah HaTorah. When Atzeres, the 50th, does come out on the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, is das nicht noch Azach HaDover Tzlodi. So it's not, oh, it happened, it also comes out on Matan Torah. Nor HaShleimus in Atzeres Gufa. This makes the Atzeres itself a higher level. The Shleimus v'Yoyim HaChamishim, when is the wholesomeness of the 50th day, is when dos is der tog fun kibaltem alichem el Torah. When that becomes the day that you accept the yoke of Torah, that is when it's v'Shleimus. That's Matan Torah. So that's why the Torah, bald azat seres v'Shleimus, is when es is chal der tog fun kabolos ha-Torah. Well, that is when it's the wholesome. The Riber zogt der Yerushalmi state nit in Torah shebiksav. That's why the Yerushalmi state says that it doesn't say in Torah shebiksav atzeres the loshon chait, because sometimes because chait is shows that it's a shleimus. Now it doesn't happen all the time, but that's the shleimus of Sfiras Ha'im. The shleimus of atzeres. A shleimus of atzeres is when there is no chait. And therefore, it's always the same. So here we find them in one mitzvah, these two, the way of Shleimus, and not in the way of Shleimus. The Rebbe says now we find similar also when it's two separate mitzvahs, the way the mitzvah is done on one time, it's done in a more shleimistic way. And that same mitzvah on another time, in time period, is done in not such a shleimistic way, such as the mitzvah is telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Pesach, we do it in a profound, in a lengthy way. But every day we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you see that the same mitzvah, when it comes, and in different times, it comes in different levels. And Kishem Zayin. Kishem Vidosis Benegeyat Se'ein Under Zober Mitzvah. Just like it is with regards to the one and the same mitzvah, Alderich Zeh Gevintman in Zveibas Under a Mitzvah Zvel Chahobin Natoichen Shoveh. We also find when we talk about two separate mitzvahs, but they still have a common idea, as in ein mitzvah is the toichen mitzvah b'shleimus, that in one mitzvah the contents of the mitzvah is complete. And by the zweite mitzvah it does not b'shleimus, and by the second mitzvah it's not complete b'shleimus. Ule dogma, take for example zechiras yitzias mitzrayim. remembering the Exodus of Egypt, was bashtet von zwei besondere mitzvahs. That general mitzvah consists of two separate mitzvahs. One is the chiyuv lesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim b'lil tazvav b'nisan, the obligation to relate the Exodus of Egypt on the night of the 15th of Nisan, the Seder night, and the chiyuv zchiras b'tzias Mitzrayim b'meshach kol hashana kulo, and the obligation to remember the Exodus of Egypt during the entire year. The af al pi as beide haben demselben teuchen, although they both have the same idea over here. Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, to remember the Exodus of Egypt. Zainen faran kamo v'kamo chilukim in kiyum ha-mitzvahs. Kiyum ha-mitzvah, there is many differences in how we observe the mitzvah. The Zechira b'meshach kol ha-shona kulo mentioned, remembering the mitzvah during the entire year, is nit mit ala protim, doesn't need all the details, or nit in an oifun mudgash, and it's not so emphasized with the chiyuv zchiras yitzias Mitzrayim b'leil Pesach as the obligation to remember the Exodus of Egypt as we do it on the night of Pesach. Under Tamada, why is there such a difference? Is muvan bepashtus, it's very simply understood. There's man fun yitzias Mitzrayim kibshutai, because what was the time, when did we leave Egypt literally? Is B'leil Tazvav B'Nisan. That was on the 15th of Nisan. That is the actual time. Und der Riber is the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim B'leil Ozen. That's why he's mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim on the night of the 15th of Nisan. In an Oifon von Tachlis HaShleimus, you mention it in a complete way with all the emphasis. Mash Enke der Chiv Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim B'meshach Kol HaShona Kulov, as opposed to the obligation of mentioning the Exodus of Egypt during the year, is not a titzah. This is only a result from the mchiyu below Pesach. It's a result, a consequence from the obligation of Pesach. Vibald that inyan fun yitzias Mitzrayim is apulim shechas. Since this idea of the Exodus of Egypt is a continuous one, that's why there is an obligation to remember the exit of Egypt all year round, because that freedom extends throughout the year, so we mention it, but that's not the emphasis that we have on Pesach. Is b'meila farstandik, as the schire is nit mit ha-shleimus, so it's understood that that mentioning is not with such wholesomeness with the Zechira from Leil Pesach, as we mentioned it by Pesach. Pesach is a lot more, that's the actual time. So you see the same mitzvah, Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim, but it depends when we do it. We do it on Pesach, it has to be full capacity, and during the year we don't have it that much, because that's the time, and that's the only a consequence, because it's a Pulim Shachas. In Ois Ches, the Rebbe gives another example, not in the idea of a mitzvah, but explaining a Mishnah over here, the names of the people that the Mishnah counts in Shekolim, the certain names that fit the job of the person, and the people that they appointed, while they didn't have that name originally, but they were connected, it was Me'ain from the later name. Let's look inside. Ches, Ame'ain Dugma Lahanal. Somewhat of an example to the above, not in a matter of a mitzvah. In a Mishnah, we find in a Mishnah, in the first glance, when you look at it at first, it seems very surprising. State in Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah in other words, points out all the attendants that were in the Mikdash, gives the names. Und der Mishnah rechnet euch den Namen von dem Memunim. The Mishnah counts 15 people who were appointed. Und euch was war aber der Inyan im Mikdash ist jeder von sie gewen Memunim. And what exactly each of these people that the Mishnah counts did, what they were appointed on. So it says, Yoichanan ben Pinchas ala Chisomis. Yoichanan ben Pinchas was on the seals, etc. Counts all the different. Achiyam on Asochim, Matisio ben Shmuel Apayos, every all the avoiders, and who the attendants, who took care of it. So the Mefarshim, the Bar Tanura brings down, Forshim Brengen in them Tzvei Pirushim, they bring down two interpretations. Aleph, Kishede Kol Deir V'Deir Bolemanis, that these names over here were, did not live in one period of time, were other people. But he, when you take all the generations together, he used the most important, the righteous, the kosher people of every generation, he put them in the Mishnah, even though they didn't live at the same time. That's one interpretation. And Beis, the other interpretation, that Mi Shehoyo Ba'isa Hadoir Mono Masha Bedoirim. So that means that those who are in that generation counted that was in his generation. So basically, the different rabbis, the authors of the Mishnah, they would count the different things. So everybody counted. That it wasn't in one period, but every generation, the one who recorded this, they wrote the name that was at that time. But why is do we need to know names that were in the past? Is l'cheira tamuha? So this seems to be seemingly surprising. L'may nafkim minet zoyserechanen in Mishnah shinyon halocha. What difference does it make to enumerate in the Mishnah, which is halocha, teaching us the laws, the nemen from the memunim fedeira shalafonim, to know the names of those who are appointed in the previous generation? And to use the language of the Gemara in such a case, the Gemara asks, "My dahava hava, what was? Why is we telling us over here the names?" But medos fashtein loitim pirush harab, will understand according to the Bar Tanura. He says, "Hamemunim horishoinim shenismanu al kach kacho yushmom." This is in the second commentary. The first commentary is what the Rebbe wrote down before, Kishede Kol Deir V'Deir Bolemonis. But in the second commentary, he says that it is the, this was taka the name of the very first appointees. That was their name. And Lefikoch Nikra Boim Achareim Al Shemom. So those who followed also got that name. So even though these were other names originally, but they followed, if they got the job, they got that name. Why did we have to? So it turns out these 50 names stayed throughout the Beis HaMikdash always, because anybody who got the job got the name. Why did they call Haboy Machareim Al Shemom? So we can say the explanation. Yeder nomen driktois de tchunes v'teva from the Baal Hashem. Every name expresses the characteristic and the nature of the person that has the name. The name that you have expresses a character and a nature. Kamaymer Chazal, as the saying of our sages of blessed memory, that Reb Meir havedayik bishmo. Reb Meir would look into the name. Ubi inyoneinu, and as far as our matter. Does was mit euch geklibben dem Menschen zu sein dem Mimunim auf die Inyonim Mesuyomim Shebemikdash? This that we chose the people to be appointed of these specific matters in the Mikdash, why were these people chosen? Is val di Inyonim Shebemikdash, because these aspects that they do in the Mikdash, Fodron mentioned welche haben auditrunas, they require people that have these characteristics. So they chose these people that fit the characteristic of the job they needed to do. They're hinted in look into the name in their names. Generation. When there's a need to appoint a new attendant, to appoint somebody new, if the minion for that matter, darf men suchen am Menschen, welche Israel haben dem Namen. You have to search for a person who is fit to have that name that meets the characteristic of the job he needs to do. Aber, but he doesn't have the name, we have to fit the name. Aber der fun gufa was die memunim shel achrizem. But the fact alone that those who are appointed that follow the first appointment, so am gehat an anderen Namen, they originally had a different name. Nor la'achrei shenismanot meze ongerufen al shmom. Only after they were appointed, they were called on the name fundi erste, on the previous name. Is farstandig, so it's understood, as bezeh is blois given a me'ein fun oditchunis. They only had somewhat of those characteristics, because their name wasn't it, but they matched up somewhat of the characteristic. Obernit midar shleimas with the memunim, not with that wholesomeness with the memunim v'chob melchadchila geisim with the nemen, which were originally called with these names. So that means these names are not just telling us what happened, but tells us about the character and the characteristic and what was needed for the specific jobs that they did. So here you see that there is fully and not fully me'ein, and not so much as the whole thing. So the Rebbe says, now we're going to go back and tie it in to the idea of shviz that we have by the Avet Kenani. Just as we spoke earlier, as far as mentioning the exodus of Egypt, that there is the Pesach Zechira, and which is the full, and then we also have the daily Zechira. Is al derech zeh der biur in divrei hazoyer b'negei tzushana harishviyis. So similar to that is the explanation, the words of the Zohar, as it relates to the seventh year. Es is do di shnas ha-shviyit is from Klal Yisrael. There is the seventh year for all Jews, which is shnas ha-shmita, the shmita year. Uns is faram, but there is also the shon ha-shviyit from Ayochid, the individual seventh year. The shon ha-shviyit l'mchiras eved, seventh year for selling of the slave. V'baldas be'dezayin in ha-inyim fu shviyit, since they're both seventh, is farstandig, so it's understood as beidahob matzad hashoved, that they both have a common denominator, just like the names that we said before, that you name them after, there is a denominator. They're both yitzchiras yitzis mitzrayim, they're both shviz. Ubefrat benidin dedan, especially in our case, is doch der yochid atil from Klal Yisrael. He is a part of Klal Yisrael, so he has a shviz, a part of Klal Yisrael, and here he has his own shviz. Nor the chilik tzivishon ze is, but what is the difference? By the shona hashviyis from Klal Yisrael, by the seventh year of Klal Yisrael, is their toichen from Shabbos lahavaya b'shleimus. The resting for Hashem is it's in wholesome form, as the Rebbe spoke earlier, that there's certain mitzvahs, sviras, and inyonim that there are in the complete form. Und der Rebbe bringt sie mit sich die alle Halachos von Shmita. That's why he brings along all the laws of Shmita in that seventh general year for everybody. Was eiken in dem der Shona Shviz von Ayochid, as opposed to the seventh year of an individual, is bloiza me'ein. It's only somewhat of the Shabbos Lahavaya von Shnas HaShmita. It's somewhat of the Shabbos Lahavaya of the Shnas HaShmita. So there is something of it. Und der Rieber ist das Bleus in seiner Rizgi in Lachov Shechinam. It only expresses itself in him going out free. Und das sagt der Zohar. And this is what the Zohar says. Bahu neiche da aro. Istrichi abde neiche. Just like the relaxing when the land rests, slaves need to rest. Aneve daf a Rizgi in Lachov Shechinam b'shviyis l'mechira. He needs to go out, not the Shmita year, but the Shviyis l'mechira. But the reason is, Valer is a chelik von Klau. Because it's a part of the general. And he has a part in when the land rests. So then his personal seventh year, this is somewhat of the shviz from Klal Yisrael. That brings the relaxation of the land. By him it brings the freedom from his sale. Based on this, there is a novelty. We've got to look into this and search in Svarim. When the seventh year of the slave ends up coming out in a Shemitah year, then the Shemitah accomplishes that the land is resting. Does his going out free, his neichet should be in its total wholesomeness. But so also we need to look at what difference would it make. Vein kama koymer is not the place. Al pizeh yumtok. Based on this, will be sweetened. Was der zoyar zok boifun stami. The zoyar says it in a general way without qualification. Bahu naicha da'adre istrichu avde naicha. That when the land rests, that the slaves need a rest. From velchens is mashma, from which it appears as the zoyar red wegen shnasa shmita kipshuta. It almost seems like he's talking about the shmita year literally. While the Zoyar brings dot and fall funu bashviis yoytzel achov shechina, because he's talking about when the seventh year you go out free, there is bishlei musay. Just like b'mochras haShabbos, we said when Shabbos, this is the complete way ubashona hashviis when it is the year of shmita. Aderech hanal siv dalad atoyre zok to svartem mechem b'mochras haShabbos. Why does it say mochras Shabbos, not mochras Pesach? Der farvos dos is der fall. When the mitzvah of Shvir is Bishlei Musa, that's the case when the mitzvah of counting is Bishlei Musa. Was thus is, that is when Shvir is Lemechira from the Eved is Ashnas HaShmita, when the seventh year of the sale of this slave is Ashnas HaShmita, and Bahu Naicho the Ara, and there's a relaxation of the land, there's a greater freedom also for the Eved. This is Mesichas Yud Aleph Nisan, V'yisvadi Yisrael Acher Zeh Tovshin Mem, and Chag HaSukkah is Tovshin Mem Aleph.